This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So Hawaii officials are warning residents on the Big Island of the world's largest active volcano is sending signals that it may erupt, the Mauna Loa. Scientists say an eruption isn't imminent, but they are on alert because of a recent spike in earthquakes at the volcano summit. Experts say it could take just a few hours for lava to reach the homes closest to the vents on the volcano. Now, the last time that volcano erupted was 1984. So according to AP News, Hawaii's Civil Defense Agency is holding meetings across the island to educate residents about how to prepare for a possible emergency. They recommend having a quote-unquote go bag with food, identifying a place to stay once they leave home, and making a plan for reuniting with family members. They don't want to panic everybody like what happened with that missile that they thought was coming from North Korea and everybody had to take cover and there was like, what the hell was this? And it was a, oops, my bad. Not as bad as that. But this could be obviously very concerning. Remember, what is it, a couple years ago there was that volcano that was going into the streets. Closed off streets and people couldn't get to their houses. It's pretty, there's only so much land and places you could go. Gorgeous. If you've never been to the Big Island, you need to. Everybody thinks that the Big Island is where the capital is. Honolulu is on Oahu. The capital is on Oahu. It's a smaller island. The Big Island is the Big Island. It has Hilo, Kona, multiple other cities, Kailua, Kona, Holualoa. It's gorgeous. And in fact, what's amazing about going to the Big Island, the very first time I went to Hawaii, it was the Big Island. There's black sand. There's still so much volcano ash and volcanic rock that the sands are black. It was exquisite. It was amazing to see. There's also regular sand too, but seeing lava mix into the sand, we also actually took a plane to fly over the volcano. There was still some active lava flow in in the Mauna Loa volcano. There was some I have to double check, but it was a sight to see. So for those of us that, you know, go to Hawaii and enjoy the beach and enjoy Pearl Harbor, I get it. But, you know, don't forget about the Big Island. They got some cool stuff. Although maybe not in the near future. We have to see what happens. So they say there's been a surge of development on the Big Island in recent decades. The population has more than doubled to 200,000 today. It was about 92,000 in 1980. Many newer residents weren't around when the Mauna Loa last erupted 38 years ago. So that's why officials are like, look, for those of you guys who don't remember what that was like, let's clue you in. It's about 13,679 feet, Mauna Loa, above sea level. It is the much larger neighbor to the Kilauea volcano. That erupted in a red neighborhood and destroyed 700 homes in 2018. Some of its slopes are much steeper. So when it erupts, the flow is going to be faster. The lava flow will come down a lot faster. During a 1950s eruption, they say the mountain's lava traveled 15 miles to the ocean. Oh, it's amazing when you see the lava hit the ocean and then the smoke plume and the, you know, I mean, you worry about the fish and, you know, the ecosystem down there, but it's a sight to see when the lava hits the water. They say that during the 1950 eruption, the lava traveled 15 miles and it only took it 3 hours to do so. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory is part of the U.S. Geological Survey. The Mauna Loa has been in a state of heightened unrest since the middle of last month, when the number of summit earthquakes jumped from 10 to 20 per day to now 40 to 50 a day. So they believe these earthquakes are occurring because more magma is flowing into the Mauna Loa summit reservoir system from the hot spot under the Earth's surface that feeds the molten rock to volcano, to Hawaiian volcanoes. The tremblers have declined in the last few days, but they don't know if that could be a calm before the storm. So 220 people attended this community meeting with civil defense officials, and it was in Ocean View, which is a neighborhood where the lava could reach hours if it did happen. You guys remember Dante's Peak? Yeah, you know, Pierce Morgan was trying to hold a meeting, and they were like, no, it's not going to happen. You're just panicking us. Well, I was like, oh, no, we got to get the hell out of Dodge. And all of a sudden, it blew up, and it was like, oh, no. So it is concerning. It is, you know, a little scary. Hopefully, they're on it. Sounds like they're on it. They have a plan. Back in the 1950s, the eruption of the Mauna Loa released 1,000 cubic meters of lava per second. It lasted 23 days. Now, Kilauea, in 2018, released 300 cubic meters. So they say the earthquakes could continue for a while before an eruption, so there still could be time. Doesn't necessarily mean it's imminent, but they say increased seismic activity lasted a year before a 1975 eruption, and they were going on for a year and a half before the 1984 eruption. So, and again, it might not even erupt, but when you look at all that, it just makes you think, okay, we need to have a plan. And what is the plan going to be? And it's an island. Now, luckily with that, there's still places to go. The island is big enough for places to go until they could, you know, get ships or planes, or there's two airports, I believe, on the big island. So, Godspeed. That's not easy. Also, we're praying as Tropical Storm Nalgay is unleashing deadly flooding and landslides in the Philippines. The tropical storm Nalgay is churning across the Philippine Sea, and it is unleashing deadly flooding and landslides in the Philippines as of yesterday and today. AccuWeather meteorologists say more rain is ahead for the country and parts of Southeast Asia. So this has been something that they've been following now for a while, and it is it's vicious, and then it's going to probably head to China and then maybe Japan. So the tropical cyclone is set to deliver more heavy rain, strong winds farther north. We'll keep you guys posted on that. And then apparently a passenger jet, had to land, do an emergency landing in Paraguay. They had smashed windshield and a broken nose because of extreme weather. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm Andy Solomon. The Cancer Community Awards, or C2 Awards, celebrate individuals and organizations making impactful change in the cancer community. The awards are part of the AstraZeneca Your Cancer Program and in partnership with Scientific American Custom Media. This year's C2 Catalyst for Care Award winner is Sparrow's Nest of the Hudson Valley, represented by Krista Jones, founder and executive director.
Sparrow's Nest was started in 2012 and provides weekly deliveries of homemade meals to families facing cancer in 5 counties across New York's Hudson Valley.
The C2 Awards seek to shine a light upon unsung community heroes who often go unrecognized by traditional awards programs.
Sparrow's Nest began as a personal commitment to helping a friend navigate her stage 4 cancer diagnosis and evolved from feeding 16 people into a charity that now feeds nearly 300 people each week.
To learn more, visit yourcancer.org.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So fired. Elon Musk has officially taken over Twitter. And it has been a bloodbath, firing CEOs, CFOs. And you're thinking, okay, he's not going to waste money. He's going to make sure that money is well spent. No. They still get multi-million-dollar severance packages. Blows my mind, some of the money they're making. So the head of censorship, let me see if I could get her name, Vijaya Gadde. The, quote, informal head of censorship. She's the one that banned Donald Trump in 2021. She got fired, as well as CEO Parag Agrawal and CFO Ned Segal. Now, Gadde got a $72 million severance package. Agrawal got $66 million. Segal got $65 million. It's a lot of money. The numbers are a combination of their current stock holdings, salaries, and stock they owned that had not yet vested. But Musk now has to pay them out. Twitter shares did rise. But the takeover is, complete. He's going to take the company private. It's going to shield him from regulation and bureaucracy and maybe give him a little bit more leeway when it comes to censorship. You know, this whole Twitter drama has, I think, blown our minds that here we are in, you know, the 2020s. With everything going on, how a social media platform could have that much control, could have that much power. And we gave it that power. A bunch of the population flocked to it. I'm not on Twitter a lot. I'll post them some things and all. There's a way where when you post on one platform, you'll do a duplicate there. I haven't really been big on Twitter because my account got hacked a few times. And then they wouldn't verify a bunch of us hosts. Maybe they thought we were conservative leaning. Maybe we weren't liberal enough. We weren't, but there's a lot of national radio hosts that just don't, that just can't get verified. They don't look at it as a media. You could be a producer for a news station that isn't in the public eye and get verified just because the news station is known. But if you're on, you know, a huge radio network like Genesis Communications Network, you're in multiple cities, which my show is, not enough for them to want to verify. So the arbitrary rules and the lack of consistency, you know, is a problem. And the reason why the verification for me is important is not so people know who I am. People know who I am. I don't need that for my career. It's just, I think it's harder to hack. And having been on my third Twitter account, I'd like to make sure people know this is the one that's really from my show. But Twitter hasn't cared. In fact, they have, bots have been controlling a lot of this. And they say a great purge has begun, where Twitter users report losing thousands of followers because a lot of these followers were fake. What really bothered me about Twitter, which I hope will change, is it'll say I can't follow my friends or other people in the business. And they're like, you're following too many people. I'm like, I don't know who these people are I'm following. I've never followed them. Yet it looks like I'm following them. Where did that come from? So that means somebody hijacks your account to follow random people. I don't even know who these people are. And it's something that I think it's because you could buy followers. And so I don't know who you pay, and then they get money to link accounts to you. See, to me, I just want a very authentic number. I want authentic followers. I don't want to boost it by paying somebody. And so for me, I thought the whole platform was pretty flawed. In fact, multiple Twitter users have posted that they have been losing followers since a $44 billion takeover. And my guess is because those followers were fake. They weren't real people. So when they got rid of the bots, I think maybe I've lost 10 followers since it happened, but some people are reporting they've lost hundreds or thousands. Well, that's the problem when it's a fake, inflated, sort of platform. So, the reason why Twitter, though, is important and why the media is covering it is because of what happened with Trump. You had a platform that banned the president. Putin, I believe, still has an account. And Putin, as of last year, as of earlier this year, I wrote an article on it, had an active account. In fact, let me see if it's still there. President of Russia. I think it was under, I forgot what it's under. But, President of Russia still has an account. Kremlin News. Although, I don't know if it's necessarily the verified. I can't tell. For a period of time, you were following Putin, meeting with leaders and yet Trump can't have an account. Now I get it. These social media platforms have to deal with something they never thought they had to deal with. How to balance, not allowing hate speech, not allowing rhetoric that instills violence, not allowing, saying, you know, I want to rape so-and-so. Okay, that cannot be on a platform such as this. You know, dealing with privacy when FBI has to go, look, this person shot up a school. Why didn't anybody alert us to some of his postings? So the social media platform is something that I think, you know, we're still going to struggle with on where we need to be. But when it's a president, that's going to get tricky. And I know some people think, well, because of January 6th. But again, you banned a president who was, and from what I understand, he was trying to tell people on Twitter, no, this is how we do things, whether you think he's involved or not, or whether you think he loved the fact that, you know, people, you know, wanted to overturn the election or not, or cause mayhem. You limited the president of the United States. And when other conservatives are seeing that they're being limited, okay, now we don't have a free speech platform. And I think it's ridiculous that you have to have Parler, you have to have Truth Social for conservatives, and I'm not on them actively, I just don't have time. I'm on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, but there shouldn't be a left and a right. There shouldn't be a left news outlet like New York Times versus a right Fox News. We shouldn't be having that. And that's where we are with media these days. That's where we are with social media. And so all of a sudden we have doctors saying, look guys, you know, when it comes to COVID, here's the thing. I see what you guys are wearing. I don't think it's going to protect you. I'm a little worried about COVID. These masks you're wearing aren't good enough. You need N95s. That's misinformation. Well, says who? Who sent this misinformation when we're saying you need a N95 mask? You know, guys, we have this pandemic. I don't know what the hell happened. SARS, a virus has been leaked in the past. Maybe we have an issue with the lab. Let's look at the labs. Let's look at all labs. Figure this out. Maybe we could come up with a better treatment, a better vaccine back in 2020. That's misinformation. It's misinformation that we're entertaining the idea that there could be a lab leak. Yep. Well, the Senate just came up with a report going, we think that's what happened. So, you know, whoever is judging and making the decisions on what is misinformation or not, it's a problem. On Facebook, I got banned because I was going to be on the news to talk about molnupiravir, the Merck drug. I wasn't promoting the drug. I was just saying I'm going to be on News 3 to talk about a new drug to fight COVID. The algorithm banned me. And I'm like, this is a headline. It's the FDA is looking. It's not right or left. What the hell is going on? And so the censorship is pretty scary, because if I'm trying to get the word out, and these are the platforms that dominate, and in fact, news agencies use social media platforms as where they're getting their story, like with Tom Brady and Gisele's Bündchen's divorce. That was posted on Instagram. That's where people are getting their news these days. Yet you're only going to let certain people report things, or it's tricky. And so I wish these platforms weren't the way they are. The reason why they are is because in the olden days you had nightly news. You watch one or two stations. You know, now people are like, look, I don't want to just be stuck to these one or two stations. They're biased. I want to get, you know, information from real people. And so that's why they became popular. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. text the word money to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text money to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is up slightly this month. The University of Michigan's final reading for October edged up by just over 1 point from last month. The survey noted a 23% jump in buying conditions for durable goods due to easing prices and fewer supply problems. However, uncertainty over inflation is fueling consumer concerns about the economy and the possibility of a recession. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband is recovering after he was assaulted.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was violently attacked when an intruder broke into the couple's San Francisco, California home Friday morning. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi was taken to the hospital after being beaten pretty bad. Nancy Pelosi was not at home at the time of the attack. The intruder is in custody, and the motive for the attack is under investigation.
Lance Pry reporting, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Marianne writes, Dr. Dahlia, if you think you have cancer, how do you stay so positive? I'd be a wreck, and surely wouldn't be at work. You're a godsend to us all. Okay, let me clarify a couple things. Okay, so thank you, Marianne. Thank you. But I don't necessarily think I have cancer. I'm, you know, just waiting for results, which sucks. And I don't know how you all do it. I do, because I've been through this. I had a breast biopsy years ago, because I was bleeding from one side, and I'm like, wait a second, I'm supposed to be having breast milk, not blood. And everybody said, look, we gotta make sure it's not cancer. Thank God at the time it wasn't. You know, issues with my colon we thought was cancer, issues with the ovary, I had a tumor on the ovary. So this isn't my first rodeo. going through things, going through biopsies, hoping it's okay. So, for me, I'm able to, if I took off work every time I thought I had cancer, I'd never be at work. You know, how I look at things, and I think this is something that might be helpful to you all, is, and just to kind of recap, I went for my mammogram, went for my ultrasound, but with the ultrasound, it took a lot longer because there were a couple spots of concern. So once the radiology reads it, we'll have to decide if I need a biopsy or if they just need to watch it. And if I do need a biopsy, then we'll go through that. And I'm very open with you guys about things because I can't stand it when, somebody acts like their poop doesn't stink, they don't have anything wrong with them, and they're like, well, just, do as I say, not as I do. I walk the walk, people. If I tell you to get a colonoscopy, my ass is in there getting a colonoscopy. If I tell you to get a pap smear, I'm getting that done. If I tell you to get a prostate, if I had a prostate, I'd be getting my prostate checked too. So I, I'm not here just sitting on my high horse going, this is what you all need to do, the masses. No, I'm a mass too. I got breasts. I have just as much, risk of breast cancer, if not more, than a lot of you out there. So I'm going to be going through a lot of the trials and tribulations that you are. My health insurance has a crappy deductible, so I might be grumpier because my insurance might not kick in, but I'm grateful I have insurance, and I'm grateful there's doctors, and I'm grateful we have technology, and, if God forbid I do end up having something that needs to be addressed, I'm going to look at it as, all right, I got to knock the sucker out of the ballpark. But the reason why I'm able to have a little bit more positive attitude with it is because, and maybe this is why people don't like doctors too much and we don't have a lot of friends, is because it's not that we're pessimists, but we're realists. And so ignorance is bliss. And when I went for my first breast biopsy thinking we had breast cancer, because no doctor could convince me that blood coming from one side was not cancer, turned out to be an intraductal papilloma, which was not cancerous. I still could be at a little bit higher risk because I've had to have a previous biopsy, but it ended up, and by the way, the ultrasound missed it. And I'm like, okay, something's not wrong. There's no way my ultrasound is normal. And then I had to get the test repeated, and they were like, okay, yeah, you got something here. We need to, take you to surgery and get this out. But when I was sitting there, and I saw people laughing, and the nurses laughing, walking by, and people giggling, and I was like, God, they're lucky. God, they're lucky. And I didn't realize, actually, I'm the lucky one. The ignorance is bliss. Yeah, you might be lucky in terms of getting to enjoy your day, getting to enjoy your week. But the thing that scares me, and I don't want this to depress anybody, this is just how I think, and this is what gets me through things. The thing that always panicked me as a physician and a medical student is when I had to give a cancer diagnosis to somebody that was farther along. And when I would ask them, because I'm thinking to myself, this person had this for years. And I'm like, when did your symptoms start? And they say, oh, for years I've been popping antacids, or for years I've had pelvic pain, but I thought it was this, I thought it was that. What scares me is not the cancer diagnosis. What scares me is somebody saying, Dahlia, you knew about this for 10 years and you did nothing. We could have done something 10 years ago. That's what I fear. Going for a regular screen and finally something showing up because of my family history or because of the odds or because I'm aging, that's par for the course. One in two of us get some sort of cancer. Could be a little skin cancer that's benign and we get cut off. It could be something like prostate cancer. Could be breast cancer. Could be leukemia. I have a very, very good friend of mine. The mom, the family member, appears to have leukemia. I'm devastated by that, but when they're that old, when they're older like that, these things do happen. And so far the person's doing well, and so I'm of the mindset that, look, things are going to happen. I mean, a diabetes diagnosis is devastating. For those of you guys with diabetes, oh my God, I wouldn't wish that on my worst neighbor. That's rough. For those of you with neuropathy, those of you with spinal stenosis, those of you with horrible arthritic pain, we all get dealt a hand of cards. We all get dealt our hands, and we play them the best way we can, and we're always grateful we don't have what our neighbor has, right? Everybody has their own, and it would be wonderful for us to go through life 1,000% healthy. But some of us will have anxiety. Some of us will have depression. Some of us will have an addiction. Some of us will have cancer. Some of us will have heart disease. I mean, I don't want to be like my dad, where my dad was healthy until the day he died. I mean, he had diabetes, he had high blood pressure, but very low low severity. Problem is he was walking around with a widow maker, and he made my mom a widow. And so you can't live life being scared. As long as this doesn't happen, you know, we're good. As long as, no. What you need to do, whether it's an inflation, whether it's a recession, whether it's a power outage, whether it's anything, is change in the elections. We're going to be talking about election depression in a couple weeks when people start to freak out about what happened with the election if it didn't go their way. The way you stave off and have a good attitude is just be prepared. Just know that things happen and you have a plan. You know, my kid came home and he goes, "What happened with the mammogram?" You know, because I was pretty positive and I was watching the Ravens, you know, Bucks game. And he's like, "So you got good news?" And I go, "No, I got no news. I got no news. But, you know, if God forbid it is something, we knock it out of the ballpark. And if it's good, then it's good. I thank God for another year or however long I might have before I get hit by a bus, God forbid. But, you know, and so I don't want to worry the family. I don't want to worry. I don't even have a diagnosis yet, you know. But, yeah, the probability of me getting something with my family genetics is it's there. I'd be an idiot to think that I am not going to get a colon cancer or a breast cancer or a pancreatic cancer or something that has plagued our family or heart disease. So all I can do is be careful, and no regrets. For me, it's always about no regrets. I want to know that I gave it my all. I did everything I should. I mean, I should be eating more vegetables. Maybe I could lay off, you know, the chocolate. I'm going to be going to Disneyland, and I'm going to be hitting that confectionery place that sells the candied apples that look like Minnie Mouse. I'm going to be posting pictures all over it, and you guys are going to be like, "What the hell are you doing eating a sugary full candied apple?" Because I'm going to live life to the fullest, and I'm going to exercise, and I'm going to, you know, do the best I can while I can, but there is no way I'm going to live life without eating a candied apple. Sorry, not going to happen. So thank you guys. Just like I said, I'll let you know. I mean, if everything comes back normal, it comes back normal. If it doesn't, I'll walk you through what I go through. Won't be depressing, won't be, you know, these are things that we take step by step, and we get through it. I hope I am on this earth another 50, 60 years. I hope I'm on air another 80 years, you know. But if anything happens, you know, Jim Bohannon, we're seeing, you know, the great Jim Bohannon, you know, go through, you know, a very difficult chapter with him having esophageal cancer. And he's in his 70s. And I hope he fights it. It's farther along. He's lost weight. I had to undergo some pretty serious therapy. But we have amazing advancements these days. Amazing advancements. And we are surviving cancer. All right? I'll keep you guys posted if anything, if I get a diagnosis. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So fears of rising crime have hit a 5-decade high. Apparently 56% say that their own neighborhoods have had an uptick of crime. Muggings, carjackings, home invasions, school attacks, and Americans are fearful. The survey that has been done, this was a Gallup poll, that has been surveying this topic since 1972, when they first started to ask the question, measured perceptions rather than the actual overall crime levels, which is an interesting look at it. I mean, do you think where you're living is completely crime-ridden or not? And they say the perception is at an all-time high. The fear of crime is among the main issues motivating voters, they say, ahead of midterm elections. They say the survey did tick up during the COVID-19 pandemic and after there were protests over the police killing of George Floyd. It is leveling out. So the defund the police, things like that had happened about a year or two ago, things started to modify. And so some neighborhoods felt that they stepped things up recently. But it is a worrying trend. The findings from a recent survey of another one looked at 1,000 adults, and they said we are well above the 44% average for local crime and 67% average for national crime over recent decades. And they, you know, the Republicans feel the crime appears to be a lot more than Democrats. Independents are kind of in the middle when it comes to crime. But all levels spiked during the Joe Biden administration. So they looked at partisans' perceptions of local crime between 1989 and 2022, and they go, is there more crime in your area than there was a year ago? So when you look at the George H.W. Bush, there was a pretty good amount of crime. And then with Bill Clinton, it goes down. Then George W. Bush, then Barack Obama, then Donald Trump, it seemed to go down. And then with Joe Biden, it seems to spike up. Republicans feeling it spiked a lot more than Democrats did, but still spikes. New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul is in a tight reelection against Lee Zeldin. She announced $28 million in funding for tackling gun violence and strengthening public safety in the state. Murder and violent crimes have dropped, you know, from highs in the early 90s. And that was when Mayor Giuliani started to crack down on crime. But then it went up. And now we have people completely fearful of riding the subway because they think they're going to be thrown into a train that's coming at them. It's horrifying to think what's been going on. I know Kathy Hochul is upset that Lee Zeldin keeps bringing up crime. But it's on people's minds. I mean, you know, the economy is huge. And as I've said, one of the reasons why we additionally have inflation, it's not all about COVID, it's not all about Russia, but when companies have to spend more on locked cases and security and more staff, that cost gets transferred to the consumer. I had to get my flu and COVID shot. I walk into a pharmacy. Most of the shelves are now plastic under lock and key and in casings. Well, that adds a cost of money. And I noticed things are more expensive. And if you could control crime, you could start to minimize some of the inflation. So when you look at personal crimes, they said having your personal credit card or financial information stolen by hackers. People are 74 to 75% think that's still an issue. Being the victim of identity theft, 72 to 73% from 2021 to 2022, not much change. Having a school-age child of yours physically harmed while going to school, that upped 13 percentage points between the last year. Having your car stolen or broken into has gone up. Your home being burglarized, and these are perceptions, but your home being burglarized when you're not there, up. Getting mugged, up 7 points. Being attacked while driving your car, up 7 points. Your home being burglarized when you're actually in the home, up 6%. Being the victim of a hate crime went down 1%. Being sexually assaulted went up 8%. Getting murdered went up 7%. Being the victim of terrorism went down. Being assaulted or killed by a coworker or other employee where you work stayed the same. Now, Paul Pelosi had been attacked in his home. We have a little update on him. He is actually undergoing brain surgery. He was attacked in the middle of the night. The attacker broke into, this is Nancy Pelosi's husband, broke into his home, tried to tie him up and shouted, "Where's Nancy?" Then began battering his head. He used a hammer to assault the husband, left him with major traumatic injuries, is undergoing brain surgery. My guess, brain bleed. Swelling. President Biden has called Speaker Pelosi, condemning the violence. This has got to be very, very frightening for anybody. Speaker Pelosi was in Washington, D.C. when this happened. He was taken to Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital, is undergoing brain surgery, according to NBC News. They say he is expected to recover, but you have an 82-year-old man undergoing brain surgery. That's risky. I mean, they have to do it, but if he has a bleed, but it's not a walk in the park. So they say the suspect entered the Pelosi residence through a sliding glass door at the back of the house. Broken panes and smashed glass happened at the time. And the intruder found her husband. They've been married 59 years. He's 82. Apparently he screamed, "Where is Nancy? Where is Nancy?" He tried to tie him up, and he was going to tie him up until Nancy got home. When the police arrived, the suspect was there. He said, "We're waiting for Nancy." Now, the suspect is identified as 42-year-old David DePape. The intruder is in custody. So Pelosi has a $6 million property in a San Francisco neighborhood of Pacific Heights. I don't know if it's a gated community, but Nancy Pelosi has full-time security detail. But apparently her husband doesn't have federal protection. So I'm not exactly sure what protection you have around your house unless you pay for it yourself. So, crime has skyrocketed in San Francisco. When you see the house, it doesn't look like it's in a gated community. It's a beautiful house they have. You see the hills, you see the water. They have a beautiful view. They have a beautiful view of the city. But it looks like anybody can come up to their door. And this is something that frightens a lot of us as I was in a hotel room and somebody slid. I think this was when I was in, I was in Omaha. And I think it was a Holiday Inn, and somebody just walked right into our door. I didn't realize that the kids unlocked it. We screamed. I screamed because it woke me up, and I saw a man over me. And my husband, screaming at him to get out, and we locked the door. And I don't know what the hell, but, invasions happen. And sometimes they're on purpose. Sometimes they're drunk. Sometimes they're completely delusional. But this was intentional. And he was looking for Nancy. I'm not sure where this is going to go. If they're going to say, well, it's because, he's a MAGA Republican. I don't know where the media is going to take this. But the take home is somebody was in their house and in their home, 2 a.m., should be able to sleep comfortably, should not have to worry about their life being in jeopardy. And an assailant is able to walk. They don't care about alarms anymore. And, we talk about dogs, and I have a dog that's very, very noisy. I don't have a pit bull. Pit bulls and the assaults that a lot of these attack dogs commit have made people a little bit more skittish about having them. But, sometimes, you need a well-trained, somebody that won't go after the, mailman or the postal worker or the Amazon driver like what happened last week. But, sometimes you need... as much of a diversified security profile as we try to diversify our finances. And an alarm, for us, we have guns, dog. These are things that I think as people worry about growing crime, they're going to embrace. 1-877-DOUBT-DELLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.